Is Barbara Cochran full of hot air? She says that home prices could go up another 10% if interest rates go down. Hi, I'm Jim Manning, and I'm the founder of three successful real estate companies right here in St. Louis, Missouri, and two real estate funds where we have over 100 partners in them, and we're all investing into real estate together. And so I have a lot on the line to know what's going on within the market, and it's a huge responsibility that I take really seriously to make sure that I'm in the know on this subject. So what's interesting on this topic is that I used to think when interest rates went up, the affordability would go down, that home prices would have to go down when it comes to real estate because there'd be less affordability and there wouldn't be buyers available for the higher prices. And the interesting thing, though, is that there's decades when interest rates went up and home prices also went up. There's times when interest rates went down and home prices went up. There's times when interest rates went up and home prices went down. If you study the data from the last 50 years, there is no correlation. So I have a white paper on our website that goes into a lot more details on the market, available for 100% free. I'll have a link in the video. I also have another video where we break down some of these numbers as well on interest rates and further details. I'll have that link in the video to make sure that you check out those great resources. But the reality is, and what I didn't understand at the time, is that the real estate market is dictated by the supply and demand of buyers and sellers. So if interest rates go up and a homeowner thinks, well, I don't want to give up my 3% interest rate and sell my property, what just happened? A buyer and a seller, that's two units for a marketplace, just went away and is going to decide not to move. So the demand from buyers and the supply of housing, both of them shrink in this case. And the dynamic of how many buyers are to sellers, which is what actually drives home prices, in this case doesn't actually get impacted. They both go down and the unit count shrinks. So if a market was used to selling 1,000 houses, it may go down a month, it may go down to 700 houses per month. The market can shrink and contract. Okay, that's great, Jim. But Barbara said, hey, if interest rates go down, in this case, home prices could go up 10%. So as far as my crystal ball goes, what do I think? What do I see? I absolutely agree in this case, because before interest rates went up, everybody was talking about the housing crisis. Then when interest rates went up, it shifted to talking about interest rates and not the underlying issue that we have with our housing inventory being completely undersupplied. So in this case, I completely agree with her on a macro level. Now on a micro level, it is really important, guys, to understand what your local market is, get the right professionals around you, because just because on a macro level, the overall U.S. market's doing one thing doesn't mean that your property in your local market, it could go with the grain or it could go completely against the grain, depending on what? Depending on the amount of buyers and sellers in your neighborhood and your local community, right? Thanks a lot for tuning into this video. We have more great content. Make sure that you check it out. Have a great day. Thank you. All right, guys, that's a wrap. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a website, passivewealthshow.com, where you can get more great content and resources. We offer a passive profit strategy session, and you can find that on our website as well, where we'll basically ask you a bunch of discovery questions and help you figure out if investing passively is a good thing for you or not. So go to our website, passivewealthshow.com, and we'll go from there.